This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The big news from the Academy Awards is usually Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, but not this morning.
Oh, wow! Wow!
We expected Will Smith to be on the Oscar stage to get the Best Actor Award, but no one imagined that he would be on early to slap Chris Rock. The comedian was poking fun at celebrities before presenting the Best Documentary Oscar.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
Jada Pinkett sat stone-faced, but her husband was seen laughing at the remark. But moments later, the smile was gone. Will Smith walked on stage and slapped Chris Rock before returning to his seat. The audience at the Dolby Theater fell silent. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
In addition to Will Smith winning Best Actor, Best Actress was Jessica Chastain. Best Picture was Coda. The White House is explaining, and the president himself is walking things back, after Mr. Biden said during his trip to Poland, Ukraine's neighbor, that Russian President Vladimir Putin could not stay in power. And that's not all, says the AP's Sagar Magani.
Friday, in a meeting with U.S. troops in Poland, the president lauded Ukrainian bravery.
And you're going to see when you're there.
Seemingly suggesting they'd go to Ukraine. The White House later reiterated what the president's long said. He has no intention of sending troops there. Then came Saturday.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The next day, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We do not have a strategy of regime change.
The president himself tried to clarify outside church.
Are you calling for regime change?
No. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China is trying to control a growing COVID outbreak in its largest city, Shanghai. There'll be a citywide lockdown and mass testing. Shanghai is home to 26 million people. This is AP News. Country singer Jeff Carson has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Country singer Jeff Carson has died in Franklin, Tennessee after suffering a heart attack, according to his publicist. Carson was 58.
Not on your love.
Jeff Carson's start in Nashville was recording demos for other acts. Then his song, Not on Your Love, became a number one country hit in 1995.
It's not the car.
Carson had 14 charting singles, including The Car and Holdin' On to Somethin'. Carson said in a 1996 AP interview he would get a little tired of singing The Car until he saw tears in the audience.
You'll see someone out there that the song is touching, and that'll make me sit and realize what a great song that is.
Carson became a Franklin police officer and was still on the force, although he was working on new music. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The top movie over the weekend, The Lost City, followed by The Batman. The Lost City booted The Batman from the number one spot. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.